We would like to make sure that the education sector is looked after and the institutions, one, maintain the quality, but we would like to increase the intake. We would like to make sure a lot more of our students coming out of grade 12 find a place in our higher and technical institutions and get a proper qualification. Fortunately, this is the situation with the population growth. There are a lot more people. And then more recently, 2011-2012, the government of Papua New Guinea introduced this TFF, or tertiary fee-free policy, and a lot of students who were just not coming to school because of the fee issue now can come to school. So we have a whole lot of congested classrooms in elementary and primary schools, and they are now coming into secondary schools. We would like to make sure that they qualify on merit to be in our institutions, in our higher and technical institutions.
With more students coming in, is the education department able to cope with the delivery of education? In other words, the number of teachers?
In the lower part, the demand is more than the supply. That's a straightforward thing. They don't have enough teachers. And that is why, from my end, I've asked the government to give me all the teachers' colleges. We have a curriculum. It's a UK-based curriculum. We have launched it, the Prime Minister and me, in May this year, and we would like to make sure that we administer all the teachers' colleges. We are capable of putting out the best teachers, qualified, competent teachers. We would like to make sure that we increase and improve the technical content of the program. We also would like to encourage the education department proper, as they employ them, and the Teacher Service Commission. As they employ these teachers, they will now try to improve or increase the level of learning how to administer a class and encourage students to learn.
And what's your target for increasing the number of grade 12 students going to higher education?
It's at the moment just around 20% of our grade 12 students effectively find a place, and that's not very good. We would like to bring this beyond 50%, up to 60%. It's a big task, 2016-2017. We would like to make sure that we can effectively have other programs and avenues through which grade 12s can find they have those opportunities available to them to still work and qualify at the end of the day, 4 years or 5 years, with a degree from a recognized university in Papua New Guinea or outside Papua New Guinea.
So we've just had the budget come down. Does that address those ambitions?
I'll be honest, no. There are some issues with our budget figures. We would like to, and we still hold those programs and those plans in place. We're talking to those major and government generally in Papua New Guinea. This is a time bomb. Help us defuse it, or it's going to blow up in our face. And it's a straight talking thing. It's there. It's something you really can shy away from for a year, but you cannot continue to think you brush aside. It is going to blow up in our face, and we just have to manage it.
Is there something that Australia could do to fill that gap?
Yes, we believe our universities, and especially the programs of qualification from our academic staff in our universities, we would like to get assistance from Australia. We are asking the government, and the Prime Minister has made commitments to me, we will have scholarships for academic staff.
What's been your experience as the Minister in dealing with student body protests, student union protests, as what we saw at Goroka University?
Yeah. And the outset, I would like to say, students, you are an educated group. If you have some issues, please be in dialogue with the students' administration unit within the institution and discuss it openly. It would be to your advancement and benefit that you can articulate the issues to your students' administration units and tell them, this is not fair, this is not good, we would like it to be this way. From what I saw in Goroka, they talked to nobody. They discussed nothing. They just woke up one Monday morning and said, we're not going back to class. And they asked them why. They told the vice chancellor, you get up and step down as the vice chancellor, and then we will go back to class. But what is wrong with the vice chancellor? What are the issues? What are the difficult areas that we must address? I went up there and had a meeting with the staff, academic, non-academic, even the students. They didn't give me a written submission. They didn't give me a written petition. There was no substantive area of discussion. That is not education, I'm sorry. That is not higher education. It's uneducated behavior.